How's it going today, guys? We're back here live in the studio for an episode of Hot Takes with TP3. Once again, I'm your host, TP3 Betts, coming to you live on Friday, December 15th, 2023. Like I said, one of the last shows of the entire year. On today's podcast, we are going to talk about the upcoming college football schedule for the weekend, along with a bunch of other games in the NFL. We have a massive NFL slate. There's games on Saturday. There's also college football games on Sunday. So we got a lot to talk about on today's show, guys. Got a lot of stuff for us. Ben, unfortunately, is not going to be with us today, but there is good news. Ben has sent his picks. He sent the record and everything, guys. I'm about to set the record straight for y'all one time for the one time. Let's do this thing, though. Let's get things kicked off. First of all, I just want to say this real quick. Brandon Staley got fired today. It's about freaking time Brandon Staley got fired. I've been calling for his head now for far too long. They finally did something right and got him fired. I feel like a dick, honestly, to be happy about somebody getting fired, but it's been too long, man. Like, Brandon Staley needed to get fired. He just had to go, guys, at the end of the day. Brandon Staley absolutely had to go. I'm currently experiencing trouble pulling up Ben's stuff, but here we go. All right, I should be able to get it. There we go. I needed my messages to render, but yeah, Brandon Staley should have been fired way before that. I mean, it says enough for itself. We're not even going to talk about that today. If you guys can, if you're on TikTok right now with me doing the live podcast, please like the video. Let's do this thing, though. Like I said, we're going to talk about free picks. I'm about to get us kicked off. I haven't done a solo podcast in a while, so feels different to be doing things solo by myself, but I got a lot of free plays for y'all. All my best bets for the weekend will be given out for free for the most part on here. So if you're in, you're in at a good time. Let's talk first of all, guys. So last week, for the podcast, I took the under in Army Navy. I assume saw my video. I pushed on that one. I also went 1-2 in the NFL. I went 3-3. That brings our podcast record to 68-60-5. For the NFL record, that was college football. For NFL, we are 44-35-3. Ben sent me his picks for the bowl games and for NFL this weekend. So I do have all his picks. I'll go over them when I go over the games. I'm going to start things off, though, with college football tomorrow. Those of y'all who've been following me for a while, y'all know my best sport when it comes to betting this year has been college football. I'm going to try to keep on cooking for us. And what do you know, guys? There is a bowl game that is going to be on at 11 a.m. tomorrow. Tomorrow might be one of the best days in sports history. You have great UFC fights. You got bowl games on at 11 a.m. I'm going to be up all day long. I'll be pumping the coffee all morning, all night. It's going to be a hell of a day. I'm honestly never been more excited for a day of sports than tomorrow, besides probably week one of college football and NFL. That might be the only time we've been more excited. But let's talk about this play, guys. This is the first play right here. I'm going to take the 3.5 with Georgia Southern. Look, I gave them out on SoBet at +2.5 for a unit. I'm taking them again for another unit at -3.5. This is a 2-unit max play for me on Georgia Southern. Georgia Southern's leading rusher, Jaylen White, didn't play in the season finale. Looks like he's going to be in. But other than that, they don't really have anybody in the transfer portal besides a cornerback who hadn't played since week 7. On the flip side of things for Ohio, now barring all this could change before the game, starting QB, Curtis Rourke, he's gone. He's probably the best quarterback they've had in program history. This guy's out of here. Starting wide receiver, Miles Cross, gone. Starting running back, I can't even pronounce his name, but he's their best running back. He's gone. Their wide receiver, tight end, and their best linebacker are all gone. Let's also not mention their other best wide receiver, Jacoby Jones. He's out for the season with an injury as well. Not only that, but their backup quarterback, CJ Harris, he's in the transfer portal. He's gone. Miami of Ohio is going to be out here with a third-string quarterback who's going to be their leading rusher and quarterback in this game. A third-string quarterback is going to be your leading rusher coming into the bowl game. Georgia Southern is going to hang a crooked one on them. Let's also not forget, Ohio played the 130th out of 134 strength of schedule in college football. This is a terrible football team. Ohio also, I mean, I just don't see it, guys. They're missing so many players here. They're bottom 100 in offensive EPA, and they have a third-string quarterback playing, no running back. I got to rock with Georgia Southern here, man. Give me Georgia Southern -3.5. I think Georgia Southern hangs a crooked one on them. Like I said, that's a 2-unit max play right there for me on Georgia Southern. Let's keep the thing rolling, guys. That's just the first game of the day. Also, for those of y'all on TikTok, this is the live podcast. We already talked about NBA this morning. I'll come back on here after and give out some NBA bets. Let's keep the thing rolling, though, guys. I was also going to go live on Twitter Spaces. Apparently, you can only do it on your phone, so I chose TikTok over Twitter. I love TikTok way too much not to do it on there. But let's talk about this next game. Our next oh, by the way, that was the Myrtle Beach Bowl. Nothing like an 11 a.m. start at good old Myrtle Beach. Our next game is going to be the New Orleans Bowl, RL Carriers New Orleans Bowl. Jacksonville State Gamecocks are going to take on the Raging Cajuns of ULL. First of all, guys, I don't know if y'all know or not, Jacksonville State, this was their first game of the season that they played in D1 college or in FBS college football. This is their first season being in there. So you're not supposed to go bowling, but they actually petitioned and they got in here because there's a lot of non-bowl eligible teams. Like I believe Minnesota's in a bowl game and they only won 5 games this season. So they had no choice but let Jacksonville State in here. With all that being said, this is Jacksonville State's Super Bowl game right here, guys. A new FBS team gets in here off something they're not supposed to, but this is a great matchup for them too. Jacksonville, hey, no sleeves. You already know I'm rocking the Devin Booker jersey today. Jacksonville is 4th in defensive EPA, and they have a really good rush attack. UL Monroe is 112th in rush defense. They're going to get run all over in this game. Jacksonville State comes out here in a max motivational spot in their first year in FBS college football in a bowl game, and they pick up a win with ease. 2.5 is not enough. Their only real opt-outs and players we're gonna be missing in this game is Jabari Mack. He played 400 snaps for them at corner. He hadn't played since week 8. And then Jalen Swain, he didn't play in their regular season finale. He's their stud edge, played over 500 snaps. He won't be in this game, but they still have a great defense. I think they'll be fine without him. On the flip side of things, the Raging Cajuns, their left tackle is going to be out. Also, too, their starting safety is going to be out and their starting center. Those guys aren't going to be healthy enough to play in the bowl game. They're going to be down a lot on this offensive line. I like Jacksonville State to throw these boys around and pick up a win. I think they win this game running away. Our next game is the 3:30 window. That's the Cure Bowl. I don't have any plays for this game. I wanted to be on Miami of Ohio, but starting quarterback Avion Smith opted out, so I'm going to pass on that one. Our next bowl game here, guys. This might be, honestly, this is going to be my favorite bowl game, I think, out of all of them. Because those of y'all who have followed me long enough, you guys know one thing and one thing only. This is Ben's first official pick, too, for him. This is Ben's first official pick as well that he's texted to me. We have the New Mexico Bowl featuring none other than me and Ben's New Mexico State Aggies. New Mexico State taking on Fresno State in this game. First of all, New Mexico State is tied with Arizona for 10-3-1 ATS, the best ATS mark in all of college football, guys. Well, technically they were until they lost in the bowl game, but Arizona, I guess, is in front of them now. Still, though, they're in a 4-way tie for the best ATS mark in all of college football. I still count them as the best. Jerry Covers and Diego Pavia in this game. First of all, New Mexico State was going to win the conference championship game until Diego Pavia hurt his elbow and was not able to return in this game. Ben's riding the Aggies -3.5 with me. This is a max bet for me here, -3.5 on New Mexico State. Diego Pavia is going to be ready to go. They are going to be missing wide receivers PJ Johnson, Trent Hudson, a corner, and another defensive back who didn't play that much. But overall, this is going to be a healthy college football team rolling in this game. And like I said, one of the best ATS teams in all of college football. Fresno State's 105th in rush success and stuff rate. Diego Pavia and this New Mexico State rushing attack are going to run all over them. That's what New Mexico State does, is they grind it out on the ground. If I have a handle on 2 non-P5 teams in all of college football, it's New Mexico State and it's Western Kentucky. Fresno State's head coach Jeff Tedford is stepping away from the team due to health concerns. He will not be in this game. Their backup quarterback's out. That doesn't really matter to me. I mean, their big opt-outs guys are all on the offensive line. Their starting left tackle, he's out for the season. Their starting defensive tackle, he's also not going to play in this game as well. So those are two huge injuries for them. Give me New Mexico State and the boys to keep on covering. I'm going to rock with New Mexico State. For those of y'all watching on TikTok, by the way, guys, I'll get to all the questions here in a little bit. This is a live podcast I'm recording right now. Figured I'd come on here and share the wealth with you guys. Y'all are getting all the picks for free right now. Another bowl game we have is the LA Bowl. I'm not going to talk about this game. I do have a pick. That one's going to be over on SoBet, but I'm going to keep rolling through here and give y'all another max play for free. That's right. We have the Independence Bowl going down on Saturday night, December 16th. This game's going to be on at 9:15 p.m. I told y'all, man, we'll be watching college football from 11 a.m. until well into the wee hours of the morning. It's going to be an awesome day. Texas Tech, their starting quarterback, Tyler Shuck, he's been out for a while. He's in the transfer portal. Two of their best wide receivers are also in the transfer portal. They're missing some guys on the offensive line, on the defense. They got a ton of injuries as well on the defense. I mean, Texas Tech is not looking like much here, but their starting quarterback, Bren Morton, is finally 100%, and he'll be the best he's looked going to this bowl game. On the flip side of things for Cal, I know they have two quarterbacks in the portal, but neither of these guys played after week five, so they don't matter that much. They're missing their best linebacker, their best corner, and a couple other guys on the defense that are big time for them at linebacker. They're going to have no linebacker play in here. The good news is Taj Brooks, stud running back, is going to give it a go for them. I like Cal to win this game, but the play for me is the over at 56.5. This number's way too low. Both these teams run the ball and snap the ball pretty quick. These are actually two of the highest play teams. This is the third highest combination of teams running plays in all of bowl games. These teams average 114 plays per game combined is in their games due. 72 plays both per game. There's going to be a ton of plays run this game. Ever since Mendoza became the starting quarterback for Cal, they're averaging 32 points per game. 32 points per game. That's crazy. Like I said, Bryn Morton's going to be healthy in this game. Both these teams, both these defenses are going to get gashed in this game. I think there's going to be a lot of quick plays, a lot of scoring, a lot of touchdowns. This is probably my strongest play of the entire game, of the entire day. Give me the over in Cal versus Texas Tech at 56. One more bowl play for you guys. Then I'm going to talk about some one more fact actually y'all might want to know here. Cal's defense was awful. They were 109th in yards per game, and Texas Tech's defense is 113th in rush. They allowed the fourth most yards per carry in all of college football, and they're giving up 209 yards per game on the ground, 5.2 yards per carry in their last four games. Texas Tech got getting absolutely demolished on the ground, guys. I think that more of that continues to happen here. This game's going to go way over the total, so give me the over here. Our last game we're going to talk about, this is another max play for me. That's right. I've given y'all four max bets for free on here. The famous Toastery Bowl. No idea what the Toastery is. Apparently, it's some sort of like restaurant played in Virginia. Well, good thing we got Old Dominion here, who is in Virginia. They're taking on Western Kentucky. Western Kentucky has probably one of the worst transfer portals I've seen. Their stud left guard, he's in the transfer portal. Their starting centers in the transfer portal. Their right tackles in the transfer portal. Quarterback Austin Reed is in the transfer portal. Malachi Corley might opt out. Their backup quarterback's in the transfer portal. The coach's son, he's not the coach's son. He's the coach's nephew is going to be the starting quarterback in this game. They're also missing, they have multiple injuries on the defense, and they're missing four of their top tacklers in this game as well. Old Dominion, they are missing two stud wide receivers, but I think they'll be fine. I like Old Dominion -2.5 in this game. Western Kentucky has a horrible defense. Old Dominion's going to have no problem moving the ball up and down the field on them. Old Dominion can really air the ball out, too. I think they're going to have no problem putting up a crooked number on Western Kentucky. Western Kentucky limped into the finish of the season. On the flip side of things, Old Dominion got better every single week. I like ODU to come out here and get it done once again, guys. Give me the Monarchs to cover in this game. That's enough for college football bowl games. There's nothing like talking about some shitty college football bowls to get things kicked off. I love them, though. I'm definitely going to be watching them all. Let's talk NFL now. We have a great NFL slate this week, guys. We have games on Don't Take Us. That's fine. I'm still taking them, Kyle. We have a great, great slate of NFL on Saturday. I can't wait. We also have NFL on Sunday. I'm about to give out more free plays here in this game. And on NFL, this is the second half of the podcast for NFL. So, guys, to recap for y'all real quick, let me tell y'all what Ben's picks were. Ben for college football is obviously I forced him to ride New Mexico State for me. He's on Arizona -3, Texas A&M, and Oklahoma State to go under 53, and West Virginia -6. Those are his bowl plays he sent me. He didn't send me any analysis, unfortunately, guys. I really haven't looked that far ahead into bowl games, but that's what Ben tells me he likes for his bowl games. Let's talk about some more of these NFL matchups, though, that we have going on Sunday. So there's going to be three games on. I have a play in all three games. All three of those will be on SoBet. I'm going to give you all two of them for free right now. Then we'll go to the Saturday slate. First play here, though, we're going to talk about it. It's the first game of the day. The Vikings +3.5. Give me the Vikings. For a unit, they're going to be in this game. They're going to be on the road taking on the Bengals. And look, first of all, Bengals are fourth in luck factors right now. And realistically, it's just been Jake Browning throwing passes behind the line of scrimmage. I think he went up against two weak defenses. The Jags defense has been trending down the last couple of weeks. I pointed out the Jags defense had dropped in the bottom half of the league in YPP going into that matchup. And then also on top of the fact that he played against two weak defenses here, I mean, Jake Browning, let's be honest, guys, he's just throwing the ball behind the line of scrimmage. This Vikings defense is different. They have their fourth in defensive yards per play the last three games. This defense has been trending up, getting better every single week. Like I said, they were a terrible defense, and now look at them. They're one of the best defenses in the league at this point in time. Vikings will get pressure. Nick Mullins, no problem for him to get it done here. Plus 3.5, not enough. Bengals defense isn't looking too hot either. I'm going to take the Vikings in this game to get it done, minus the 3.5. Or plus 3.5. Next game up here on the slate is going to be I'm going to skip over the Steelers game. I'm going to go to the Lions versus the Broncos at night. This game's going to be played at Ford Field. The Lions are the home team in this game. First of all, guys, turnover luck has been heavy in the favor for the Broncos, and the Broncos are the fifth team in luck factors. The Broncos went all the way from 30th in DVOA, all the way to one of the top teams. But one thing, the Broncos never got good against the run. They're still ranked 30th in rush DVOA, and the Lions have the fourth best rush offense in all of college football. Jared Goff, after scoring less than 14 points, is 8-2 against the spread. Jared Goff off a loss and he's at home in the next game. He's 11-4 against the spread. The Lions have covered six straight games off a loss, and Jared Goff is 7-1 against the spread in his last eight games versus teams over 500. The Lions minus 4 is probably my favorite play in the NFL slate on Saturday. I think the Lions are going to come out here, run the ball down their throats, and get right. I mean, this feels like a max motivation spot for the Lions. You know, you got the Vikings gaining on you in the division. You got the Packers thinking they're trending up as well. You can't afford to let these teams get back in the race. So with all that being said, I'm going to come out here. I'm going to take the Vikings to get it done. I think the Vikings win this game running away. The Lions are going to win this game running away. So my two picks for Saturday, guys, are the Lions and the Vikings against the spread. Vikings plus 3.5, the Lions minus 4. Next game up here on the slate, I'm going to go to the Giants and the Saints. This is going to be a Sunday game. The Giants and the Saints. My boy, Tommy Covers, Tommy DeVito. Him and his agent are going to be taking their craft down to New Orleans, and they're catching 6 points here. 6 points is way too many points here, guys. The Saints are 2-8 against the spread as a favorite under Dennis Allen. He's also 6-15 ATS at home since 2021. The Saints have been awful at home as a favorite. And last but not least, Derek Carr is 9-26-2 ATS, laying more than 3 points. But it gets even worse, guys. Since 2021, Derek Carr is 2-11-1 ATS as a favorite of more than 6 points. I think the Giants are trending up, honestly, and the Giants are almost tied with the Saints to make the playoffs. So the Giants win this game. They're going to the playoffs. They're jumping the Saints to go to the playoffs. The Giants are going to rally the troops here, get it done. Daboll's the better coach here. I mean, look what Daboll's doing right now with Tommy DeVito playing quarterback. He has this team believing. They're fighting. They look like the team of last year. I'm going to rock with the Giants right now. I think they're going to get it done outright, but I'll take the 6. Last game for me in the NFL, then I'll tell y'all's Ben's picks, and we'll get out of here. Ben is on the Giants with me. The Bills minus 2. I love the Bills in this game. First of all, guys, the Bills are the second most unlucky team in the NFL. Dak Prescott, here's some crazy stats for y'all about Dak Prescott. So first of all, Dak Prescott, when he's playing outside. So first of all, let's go back to this. Dak Prescott has a metal plate in his throwing hand. And obviously it doesn't bother him when he plays inside. But when he played outside, he's played one game with the metal plate. It was outside against Washington last year in 30 degree or less weather. And he played awful in that game. He threw for like 170 yards. I think that Dak in cold weather might shit the bed here. I mean, he shit the bed versus Washington. I think the cold weather messes with, like, if you have like a metal rod in your leg or in your hand or anything, it definitely makes it harder to grip the ball and harder to throw. Dak even said it himself that the plate made it harder for him to grip the ball and throw. I think the Bills win this game, like my guy said down here, by 10 over 10 points. It's going to be 36 degrees in Buffalo. Like I said, Buffalo is the second most unlucky team. This feels like a trending up team. They've rallied the troops ever since Joe Brady took over as offensive coordinator, and they're coming in here off the bye week. I love the spot for the Bills. I'm going to back the Bills to get it done. The last two picks Ben had on here were for NFL. Ben is taking the Commanders at the Rams to go over 50, and he's taking the Ravens minus 3. I don't have any plays in those games. He didn't send me any analysis, but I'm sure he'll cash those. Anyway, though, guys, for those of y'all who are listening to this in podcast form, this is all I got for y'all today. To recap the picks for y'all real quick, We're going with the Lions minus 4, Vikings plus 3.5, the Giants plus 6, Bills minus 2, Georgia Southern minus 3.5, Jacksonville State minus 2.5, New Mexico State minus 3.5, Cal Texas Tech to go over 56.5 points, and Old Dominion minus 2.5. Podcast people, I'm about to hop off here. I appreciate y'all tuning in. TikTok, I'm about to keep pumping, so don't hop off here. And I'm about to answer all y'all's questions and keep on talking about the game. So I appreciate everyone who tuned in on the podcast. We will have Ben back on here to talk about the other games that are coming up in bowl season and next week for NFL. We appreciate everyone. I'll talk to y'all soon.